Getting to know yourself can be a lifelong process, especially since you're always growing and changing. Therapy is all about deepening that self-awareness, because sometimes you don't know what you really want until you talk things through. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can take you on that journey of self-discovery from wherever you are. Visit betterhelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Blinds.com wants to give you a brand new view. It's the perfect time for an upgrade with new window coverings from Blinds.com. And right now at Blinds.com, you can save up to 40% site-wide on premium custom window treatments. Upgrading your windows is a minor project with a major impact. And Blinds.com makes it easier and more affordable than you think. Need help choosing? Set up a free call with one of our expert designers to make the best selection. From trendy woven wood to classic shutters and more. Plus, you can rest easy with Blinds.com's professional installation services and our 100% satisfaction guarantee. With Blinds.com, there's no guesswork, no hassle, and no multiple trips to the store. There's a reason we've got over 40,000 five-star reviews. See for yourself why Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com and save up to 40% site-wide. Get up to 40% off everything right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. I'm broadcasting to more than 300 stations all across North America, so hello to everybody. You could be in Rochester, you could be in Buffalo, you could be in Erie, I don't know where you at. You could be in Pittsburgh, you could be in Philly, Boston, Rhode Island. Yeah, I'm just looking at one part of the country. You could be on the Pacific Northwest as well, or you could be in Oakland, where we've spent a lot of our focus tonight, unfortunately, because of their bum-ass owner for those A's. Anyway, we've talked about a lot. The return of Kevin Durant. And his not just the return, his debut for the Phoenix Suns. 23 points in 27 minutes. We'll hear from Kevin Durant in a few minutes. Aaron Rodgers is back, and he's saying a whole lot of nothing. John Morant, is he a basketball player, or is he just... he's just outside looking to beat people up. Got into a beef at a mall. Got into a beef at his own house with a 17-year-old. Got into a beef after a game in near the parking lot. What are we doing? We talked about the return of Steph Curry, expected to take place at some point over the weekend into next week. That'll be nice for the Warriors. And then I gave you a new top six list. We talked about the cheapest owners in sports. Cheap, cheap, cheap. At number six, I gave you Dan Snyder. He's currently under investigation for misuse of funds. Allegedly took out a $55 million loan from his team, the Washington Commanders, without telling the previous owners. The other owners, I should say, who are no longer there. At number five, I gave you Bruce Sherman, owner of the Marlins. Derek Jeter said you were going to spend money. You're not spending money. I'm leaving. Derek Jeter left. Got the hell up on out of there. Of course, Derek Jeter is more diplomatic than I am. Derek Jeter said it like this. He told ESPN, this is why I left.
Well, I think it's just like the statement I made. You know, I think that the direction of the organization had changed, and that was not what I signed up for. And, you know, you have to believe in the direction, especially if you're going to be the forward face. You know, I just couldn't move on, and if I didn't agree with the direction that the organization was going.
Yeah, that's why he left. Derek Jeter always saying things in a nice way, right? Yeah, whatever. And number four, I gave you the Ford family, the people who basically helped widely distribute and create cars in America, on Earth. They asked Calvin Johnson for $1.6 million back from his signing bonus when he retired. What the hell a Ford family need that money for? I'm still waiting on a flying car. And if I was going to buy a flying car, it wouldn't be from Ford. Calvin Johnson, at least the relationship is improving. And number three, I gave you Mike Brown of the Bengals. He got to pay Joe Burrow $50-plus million to throw the football. But TJ Houzmanzadeh, he told Fox and Colin Cowherd, he said, when I played for the Bengals, man, they didn't even want to pay for water or Gatorade. Listen.
He didn't have bottled water or Gatorade, and it was crazy because when we first got it, guys would be taking backpacks full of Gatorade home. And every day,
you were like in the water boy, like the literal movie, the water boy locker room with the bad water.
Before the year before I got there, Willie Anderson was telling me they didn't even have jock straps. They would get a bunch of used jock straps, throw them in the middle of the locker room and say, here you go. So he.
Oh, God, that is not.
Did you just say used jock straps?
Yeah, that has to be a tall tale. I don't believe that part.
Calling on a delay there.
Nah, he's freaked out like everybody else. At number one, well, not number one. At number two, I gave you Bob Nutting from Pittsburgh, from the Pirates. What else do I need to say? I think Pirates and I think nothing. There you go. At number one, I gave you the owner of the Oakland Athletics, John Fisher, who has just bled the team of talent, of resources. They have a payroll of $40 million. The New York Mets have a payroll of $300 million. They have sold off every player. They have decided to look into moving to Vegas. The fans are like, what the hell am I showing up for? They play in a gigantic coliseum, and they only draw 8,000 people. That's like one side of a basketball arena to watch a baseball game. It's sad. My friends out in Oakland, in the Bay Area, KPIX, CBS, they spoke to some fans there, and they said, yeah, this sucks.
The A's are averaging just over 8,000 fans per game, down from more than 20,000 in 2019, and the empty seats are becoming something of a spectacle.
So I'm not sure this is the smallest crowd I've seen here. I was here for the 2,700 crowd, and you can hear, for the first time, I heard the guy in left field calling for the ball.
The atmosphere, is just turned. And I think it was because of not knowing if they're staying or not.
I do believe that the turnover in some of the star athletes this year, that, you know, is always hard.
Uncertainty and frustration are taking a toll. You can see in the stands what is now being called the loneliest team in baseball.
Yeah. Imagine showing up to support a team that you know is more than likely gonna leave. John Fisher sucks. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's get to some more of your calls here. Identifying some owners that you find to be ridiculously cheap. And just because the owner is just using the funds and it's not working out, that doesn't mean it's cheap. I forgot one of our callers, he said he named somebody. I'm like, he's not cheap. He just sucks at selecting guys. Like James Dolan. That man, the owner of the New York Knicks is not cheap. He's just a terrible owner. He has rabbit ears. He spends money on just, hey, let me hire an inexperienced general manager. Yeah, let me hire somebody and override them. He's not cheap. He's just stupid. Bryce is calling from Illinois. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Bryce?
Not much, JR. How you doing?
I'm amazing. What's up?
Oh, living the dream. I just, you're talking about cheap owners. I wanted to throw in their, the Chicago Bears.
The McCaskies?
Yeah.
Okay. You know. Well, give me your thoughts.
I've been a longtime Bears fan, longtime supporter, and unfortunately it's been many years of they don't go for the gusto. They don't spend all the money. I mean, we have like what, the highest cap space this year? Well, I feel like they're not trying to win the Super Bowl, and we got a quarterback that is in the prime of his career, and basically we could go to the dance a couple of times the next few years if they spend some money.
I wouldn't think about that. I think Justin Fields is trying to figure out what the prime of his career looks like. Ryan Poles just sat up at the combine and said that Justin Fields needs to do a better job throwing the football. Yeah, we love what he's doing, but he ain't in the prime. He might be in the prime of his physical life. He might be in the prime of being physically a football player. But, man, he got a whole lot of work in front of him to be a quarterback. Yeah, that ship has sailed for the Bears to go to a Super Bowl, man. They ain't won a damn thing last year. They're trying to win with the number one overall pick. Let them win that first. That's free. They lost for that. 855-212-4CBS. Mike is calling from Fort Lauderdale. What's up, Mike?
Hey, JR, I love your show, man. I just got back on late night down here in the East Coast, and I enjoy it. I'm listening to you all the time, man.
Thank you.
And I just wanted to bring a point about the baseball, the Oakland team and the other team that don't spend no money, and the Marlins, like you mentioned us, and they ain't spending no money, but they're getting rich because baseball, they split the money, all the revenues, and if you spend too much, you got to put some back in. And if you don't spend any, you still get a huge chunk of pie that, you know, you ain't mentioned it. Them guys are racking in some money.
Yep, revenue sharing. That is an excellent point. You don't put the money in, you still get money back. For instance,
yeah, you get a lot of money back. And I was, you know, you mentioned Jeter. I'm glad you mentioned he left. I didn't realize he left. I live here. I didn't realize he got out of there. I thought he was just taking money and stuff too. But him leaving like that just shows what a class guy he is, you know?
Well, I don't know if it's a matter of being a class guy or being sick and tired of Bruce Sherman and his crap. And that's an excellent point on revenue sharing. Excellent point. Because if you're on the lower end of the spectrum, you can pocket the money. And all the owners look at you and go, what are you doing? This is not welfare. You're supposed to take that money and invest it into the team. Well, John Fisher doesn't want to invest into the team because there is no team to invest in, because there are no fans there that give a damn, because he sucked them dry. Maya's calling from Maryland. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Good evening, JR. I'm surprised you didn't have these folks on your list at all. You always throwing me curveballs. The Spanos family, they couldn't do nothing. They so cheap, they didn't get the people in San Diego a stadium. The state of California was willing to work with them some. They just wasn't going to get them everything. Then you're going to leave the folks high and dry and going to piggyback off of another owner. Got more visiting folks at the games when they playing up in L.A. than anything else. And then on top of that, he don't even reach out or do anything for the folks in San Diego. So it's like he not trying to maintain no fan base at all. They just pocketing all the money. They not doing a darn thing. What kind of mess is that?
Yeah, I'd call them legal crooks. Before I call them cheap, Maya, I appreciate you for calling from Maryland. Don't get me started. I hate that. I hate all the relocation. And I understand. Vegas was going to get its franchises when people chilled out on sports gambling, and that's what we have now. Everybody gets involved in sports gambling. Everybody has an app and a website and just anywhere that you could go. It's accepted, widely accepted. I mean, I'm watching the end of NBA games now, and they're telling you, hey, if you have a problem with gambling, I'm like, whoa, this is new. And so it's no shock and surprise that teams have moved to Vegas, and we got teams vacating, unfortunately, San Diego. Jerry Jones, a huge proponent in getting the Chargers up to L.A., building that stadium, same thing, getting the Rams out of there. Disastrous. It sucks for the fans, but you know what? For the owners, it's about the money. They don't give a damn about you or your fandom first. They just care that you will show up regardless of where you are. Visitor or not. Dave is calling from Alabama. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR. How's it going, man?
Terrific. What's up?
Now, driving through a rainstorm and everything, getting a free truck wash. But I'm going to tell you like this. I was thinking about the owners of the Houston Texans.
Oh, the McNairs.
Yeah. But, and then not only that, they let one man single-handedly burn that team down to the ground, which is Bill O'Brien. And then on top of that, you had a scandal in which now what the quarterback for Deshaun Watson, who's now in Cleveland, getting $230 million. And then
Is that Houston being cheap, or is that them being smart to get him the hell up on out of there?
Both.
Oh, okay.
I say both. But then I'm going to give you two more owners from the back in the day.
Oh, my
Leonard
God.
Leonard Coase and Harold Katz.
Leonard Coase. Who?
Leonard Coase, who and used to own the Philadelphia Eagles.
Okay. Not as familiar with him. I know Katz owned the Sixers. Didn't he get rid of Moses Malone?
He ran that team. Harold Katz ran the Sixers in the ground after they won the NBA title. He got these bum alcoholic players trying to win and everything. The only thing he did was just run the team in the ground.
Okay.
And then Leonard Toast, he tried to move the Eagles out to Arizona, got caught doing that, lost everything, including the trucker company he owned in Philadelphia. I mean, some of these owners are straight up crooks sometimes.
Oh, well, he made a fortune in the trucking industry. He was known for his lavish lifestyle, but he eventually lost it all due to a gambling addiction and alcoholism. How about that? Yeah, so look, they vet these owners. They vet them. You can't prevent everybody from being a dumbass or a jackass or a crook. I don't know why, but randomly today, I saw, James Dolan a few years ago. A fan told him, as he walked through the tunnel to exit the arena, just said, "Hey, sell the team." And this man, James Dolan, kicked him out. He said, "I'm banning you forever." I'm like, "What?" He's just like a sorry little baby. Shep, are there any terrible owners that you look at and just go, "Man, why are you?" If the New York Mets weren't owned by Steve Cohen right now,
right,
I would say the Wilpons were cheap. They were both cheap and stupid. But any owners that stand out to you as being cheapskates?
So I'm actually really surprised we played a flabbergasted rejoin coming back, and it should have been about your list because this is the kindest you have ever been to Daniel Snyder. You have five active professional major sports team owners that you believe are cheaper than that man?
Yeah, I do.
Oh,
I think he's the worst owner in professional sports. Right. I'm not necessarily going to call him the cheapest.
I mean, Albert Hainsworth, I mean, God, how long are we going to give that guy credit for giving him so much money?
Yeah, well, he's handed out deals. They're dumbass deals.
Well, the one deal that was right that unfortunately just age didn't align was bringing Joe Gibbs back. I thought that was a brilliant move. They actually won a playoff game the last time they had done so. To me, Daniel Snyder takes the cake. I understand, on top of being the worst owner in sports, JR, what you said about, him charging the team because of the logo on his plane and then charging individuals who are employees of his team with all the money that he's worth, to use his private plane in excess of $1 million is just that to me is absolutely flabbergasting.
Well,
yeah.
It's not. It's called criminal.
Right. Right.
That's what that's called, well, and that's why he's being investigated. Well, I think I've said enough about him being a trash human being.
Yeah.
Over the past few years, I don't need to sit here and pile on.
That's fair. But and to me, and this is going to be something that gets reported, whether it's by The Athletic, whether it's by UJR, whether it's by ESPN investigative reporters. What the hell he's got on the NFL? For him to have lasted as long as he has, and given the money that he has been able to, get out of other employees of that franchise, to put it mildly, because he's done some real shady stuff, and he's lasted a little bit too long for that.
Oh, he got naked pictures of everybody.
Yeah, but so the thing is though, there's seriousness to that. I don't think you're saying that as a kind of a joke, but I think you're serious at the same time.
Oh, well, yeah, I'm dead serious.
Okay, good.
If you don't want to see Jerry Jones standing around at the classrooms when he was a kid looking at black students, if you thought that was the worst of it, maybe he has naked pictures of him too.
I'm not laughing at that. I'm just laughing at your delivery. Because his justification and defense and explanation, Jerry Jones, that being was, I was there just to kind of learn.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about racism. Never understood it.
Right,
I'm just,
right.
You know, what do I know? Anyway, yeah, he got naked pictures of everybody. So beware, people. 855-212-4CBS. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. We're going to take a break. We come back on the other side. I'm going to tell you surprisingly about a league that didn't make the list. I think there's a reason for that. And then we're going to hear from Kevin Durant. He spoke to the media. Kevin Durant had quite a few words to say as he made his debut and just was pretty damn good. What else is new? It's Durant. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, such a fan of yours, man. Thanks for taking my call. And, you know, you don't always get the most sane of callers, but you always handle it with such professionalism. And I really appreciate your content you put out, man.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Kevin Durant made it look real easy, debuting for the Suns tonight. In Charlotte, Suns beat the Hornets 105-91. Kevin Durant didn't waste any time getting things lit up. He finished with 23 points overall, only played 27 minutes, was 10 of 15 from the field, 2 of 4 from downtown, had 6 rebounds, he had 2 assists, he had 2 blocks, and he did it relatively early. I mean, even on one play, Kevin Durant blocked the shot, ran down the court, and knocked down a 3. I want you to listen to this play, courtesy of the Suns. Suns, of course, Radio Network.
Bounce pass Williams. He's blocked by Durant. It's taken by Thor. He put it off the rim, no good, and Chris Paul gets the board. There's the first rejection from KD, and now he gets it open on the left side for 3, and that is all net for Kevin Durant. Devin Booker set him up, and KD knocked it down.
Kevin Durant makes all of this too easy, man. After the game, he spoke to Bally Sports Arizona, and Durant was asked about, you know, his feelings, and he actually said he was nervous.
A lot of nerves. I done played in almost 1,000 basketball games, but today I was nervous. You know, it's a new team, new group. I want to do well. I want to play hard for him and be coachable. So I was thinking about all of that today, but once the ball was tipped, my teammates were incredible and making me comfortable, and I just tried to go out there and play my game.
Yeah, it's been quite some time since he was been out on the court. The last time we saw Kevin Durant, you might remember, he was a member of the Brooklyn Nets. He was under the basket. He came down. The next thing you know, boom, he had a human being fall into his leg, and he sprained his knee. He has not played basketball in almost 2 months. The last time he was in action, January 8th. Kevin Durant said, of course, yeah, I miss playing basketball.
Man, I missed the game. It's tough, you know, missing a month of the season, but I'm glad my knee's back right. I'm glad I'm just on the road to, you know, playing more and more minutes each game, and I'm looking forward to what we can do, we can build from this. So, you know, I'm excited, man. I'm looking forward to the next game.
Now, I'd be excited, too. You got Chris Paul out there. He didn't have to do anything. He had a poor shooting night, only finished with 2 points, but he had 11 assists. Chris Paul can play the background. He doesn't have to be the leader now. You got Devin Booker. This guy. This is the dude who needs to continue putting up points. He had 37 points tonight. Kevin Durant talked about playing with Devin Booker.
Man, he's just a pure basketball player, somebody that works on this game and then to translate over to the real game. So he's one of a kind, man. And he came out tonight. He missed some free throws, but you know, he came out tonight and got some good looks up and was able to lead us to this W. So we try to build on this.
I mean, Kevin Durant doesn't miss a damn thing. Huh? Devin Booker was 4-6 from the free throw line. A little Kevin Durant putting a little bit of a dig in there for that. And the Phoenix Suns, there should be no reason why they don't compete for a championship. They may not have all of the depth in the world, but when you get into the postseason, you want these guys to be healthy. You probably will run them into the ground. You want to have them available. But this trio here should really go out and do some damage. Let's see what they can do. 855-212-4CBS. Doug is calling from Georgia. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Doug?
Hey, what's going on, JR?
What's on your mind?
Man, I apologize. Normally, I listen to your show every night, and I was off work tonight, and I wasn't listening to much of it. But did I hear you say something about guys in the NFL as far as the owners?
Yeah, I gave a top six list of the cheapest owners in sports. Yes, that is correct.
Okay, yeah, I got you. All right, this may be way off, but I think Daniel Snyder is just really bad for the NFL.
Yeah, and I think it's not off.
I think more of them want to get rid of him than they can. But I think there's more owners in the NFL that are afraid that they have skeletons in their closet than they probably actually do, that they don't want to do anything.
Yeah. No, that has been reported. It's also been said that he, on his way out the door, if he should be pushed out the door, Daniel Snyder is looking to have an agreement put together where he is basically not going to be sued. He's going to look
exonerated.
To say, yeah. Yes, not even exonerated. Indemnification. He's like, hey, if I leave, y'all can't get me later. So, you hiding, brother? What you hiding?
Yeah. All right. Well, appreciate you, man. I listen to you about it every night, and you're good for the soul. Thank you, brother.
Well, thank you, Doug. How about that? I'm good for the soul.
You knew that.
No, I'm like chicken noodle soup. Hey, Marco, did you know I'm good for the soul?
Yes, I knew that one. That's a good one.
I'm like chicken noodle soup. Shep, you eat vegetables.
I do.
What's the replacement for chicken noodle soup? Like with tofu?
It would, yeah, that's a good source of protein. Well done, JR.
Well, man, I eat food.
No, I understand that, but most people don't understand that a natural substitute for chicken or beef or duck would be protein, and it's actually a lot healthier for you, and it's more natural.
Hey, Marco, when's the last time you had tofu?
Yeah, no, that's nasty.
When is the last time you had some?
The first time I had it. Don't like it.
Wow.
No, sorry.
It's beans.
No. It's not just necessarily beans because there's different kinds. There's ones that I've had some that it wasn't that bad. And I was like, oh, this is tofu. Oh, it's not that bad. I've also had it where it was like, why does it taste like I'm eating a piece of rubber? So everything's got its own consistency and taste. And most of the ones that I've had, not digging it.
Hey, Chef, where do you get good tofu from?
Oh, you Whole Foods, Rite Aid. You could get it
Rite Aid. Whoa. Marco and I just said the same thing.
I understand that. There's plenty of good food at Rite Aid.
Stop. Rite Aid?
Yes.
Rite Aid still exists.
Yeah, I've been a member for now over 10 years. I take a lot of pride in Rite Aid shopping.
I thought Rite Aid has been gone for... So, there's still Rite Aid in New York?
Yes, there is, JR.
Okay.
I
haven't been in a Rite Aid, I feel like, in 20 years.
Oh, come on.
I'm serious. I'm a CVS Walgreens guy.
You know who our next sponsor is not going to be?
Who?
I said I know who your next sponsor is not going to be.
Well, Rite Aid might as well be with Blockbuster, but anyway... You getting tofu from Rite Aid? Where?
I started out with Whole Foods and possibly Trader Joe's, but Rite Aid is 24/7. Whole Foods and Trader Joe's are not.
Okay, but doesn't tofu, does it go bad like all food?
No. Well, but tofu can last like a month and a half, 2 months. You just have to refrigerate it. Obviously, you're getting it refrigerated at Rite Aid or CVS. So the only
I don't know if I want refrigerated tofu from Rite Aid.
So Rite Aid is a very popular shopping center and very convenient for most New Yorkers.
The last time I saw Rite Aid, if I did, there was somebody sleeping in the frozen food section, man.
Well,
that's
I can't knock a person for having free rent for the night. I mean, if you're going to be discerning, you know, rent's the way to go. Because let me tell you something. Rent in this city is going astronomically through the roof, and it's only getting worse, JR.
Well, you the one buying tofu. You'd be better off with chicken.
Well, that's – no, but I'm a vegetarian, so I can't do that.
Well, I know that. I'm just letting you know.
Well, you got to – you know listen, the facts. Listen, my thing is we're all – you know, to quote the great Joaquin Phoenix – too many people take advantage of other species, other genders, other races. And so my whole point is, if you are going to eat something, get the same resources by not taking away other forms of life. And I truly wish more people abided by that. I'm not trying to be funny when I say that. I just think there's too many people out there that are eating at the displeasure and ultimately the demise of other species, and we don't have to do that.
Damn.
Thank you.
I had a salad earlier, but it had chicken in it. Okay. Sorry.
Well, that's a compromise.
Can I just say, can I interject here that I'm learning quite a bit in the last few minutes?
Thank you, Marco.
Tofu from Rite Aid and the great Joaquin Phoenix is like basically the new Socrates. These are things. It's fascinating. This is why it's good for the soul, because I'm fascinated.
Are you guys, JR and Marco, are you guys excited for the Joker 2 with Lady Gaga?
What? There's a Joker 2?
There's a Joker 2. Todd Phillips put it on his Instagram account. They're coming.
Who the hell
out
is Todd Phillips?
So who the hell is that?
I don't know who that is. Okay. Who's that?
Okay. So he made this transition. It doesn't get talked about enough. But he actually directed the Hangover trilogy. You guys know what that is, obviously.
Did he direct the last Joker?
Yes, he did.
Okay, that's all I needed to know. So Lady Gaga, she's going to be Harley Quinn?
Yes. Good call on the.
Well, I know Batman. I don't know tofu. I know Batman.
Yeah, she's going to be.
Yeah, I could pass on Lady Gaga. Has she acted before?
I know you're kidding, right?
No, I've never seen her act. I know she acts like a complete clown wearing that meat outfit. I know that.
JR, remember Marco? I don't know why I'm blanking on this. A Star.
Star is Born.
Yeah, with Bradley Cooper. She was fantastic.
House of Gucci. Yeah, she was in a few big movies.
She's phenomenal.
I've never seen Lady Gaga act in anything.
She actually came to New York to be an actress before she was a vocalist.
I thought she was from New York.
I think she was a waitress in New York and she wanted to act before she. I don't think she's originally from New York.
Okay.
I don't think.
Yeah,
so.
I like. I watched.
She hits a lot of Rite Aids.
What? Say again. What?
She hits a lot of Rite Aids.
Something tells me she doesn't.
Yeah. I heard somebody shot and stole her dog, right? No, they shot the person and took her dogs.
Jared, good call, by the way. I apologize, guys. She is originally from Lenox Hill. I'm sorry about Lady Gaga's dogs. She's originally from Lenox Hill, New York, New York. I stand corrected. Well done, JR.
Yeah, she's from New York. Wasn't she singing with Tony Bennett?
Yeah, although Tony Bennett, obviously, he's not.
Watch your mouth. Watch your mouth. I like Tony Bennett. Chill out.
I would never, ever disrespect the great Tony Bennett.
You don't got to be disrespectful, but the truth hurts, but just don't say it.
Okay, I won't say it. You guys know what I'm referring to, but yes.
You're going
to
call him old.
No, I didn't say that. He's had some health problems recently. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, he's old.
Well.
Yeah, but I'm looking forward to the movie. Anyway, tofu, Lady Gaga, the Joker, Tony Bennett, we got you covered here. It's good for the soul. Right, Marco?
Joaquin Phoenix, don't forget. Socrates.
Yeah, well, him dancing down the steps in the Bronx, very iconic moment there. I've walked down those steps many a time and nobody cared. Congratulations to him. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I do want to say I've never called in. I love listening to you. I've been listening for years. And, man, your show and what you say is just beautiful.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Oh, how sweet. Somebody else called me good for the soul. Like chicken soup. Haven't had me no chicken soup in a long ass time. A long time. Anyway, 855-212-4CBS. Before we went to break, for whatever reason, we were talking about tofu and movies and Rite Aid. Shep, when does that Joker 2 come out? Like next year, 2 years from now? We got to wait, right?
We're going to have to wait a little bit. 2024, but it will be well worth the wait.
Oh, that's not that bad. Next okay. year?
Yeah, exactly.
Not bad. Did they start shooting already?
I don't know if they've started shooting. They've done like photo shoots, but not actually filming, I believe.
Oh, principal photography. Okay. Hey, listen, by the way, folks, tomorrow, I think we all know Creed comes out, and I spoke to Michael B. Jordan. And so I want to share part of that conversation with you all tomorrow. If you've seen Creed 1 and Creed 2, some of the themes are pretty awesome. And I think I've seen the film already. Some of the storytelling elements are pretty awesome. And so you'll hear from Michael B. Jordan as to, you know, what he did and why he did it and the story and what takes place. It's pretty awesome. So, yeah, you'll hear from Michael B. Jordan here tomorrow as Creed 3 gets ready to hit theaters. Let's get some of your calls in before we have to roll out. Amy Lawrence is coming through at the top of the hour. But let's go ahead and talk to Richard. Richard is calling from Oakland. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Richard?
JR, thanks for taking my call.
What's up?
You know, I was just getting in the car, and I heard you saying something about the 6 cheapest owners that you had given a list, and I missed it.
Yeah.
But I'm living in Oakland. I'm about 20 minutes from the Coliseum, and it's just infuriating how Fisher is treating the fan base. I don't know if he was on your list.
I had him at number one. Yeah.
Well, there you go. I'm
well, Richard, don't move anywhere, Richard. I want you to hear from your local station in the Bay, KPIX. They talked about
KNBR. KNBR.
Well, not them. They did separate. This is CBS.
Okay.
They did a piece about how bad it is there. I know I had them number one. Listen to this.
The A's are averaging just over 8,000 fans per game, down from more than 20,000 in 2019. And the empty seats are becoming something of a spectacle.
How about sure this is the smallest crowd I've seen here? I was here for the 2,700 crowd, and you can hear, for the first time, I heard the guy in left field calling for the ball.
The atmosphere, I feel, is just turned. And I think it was because of not knowing if they're staying or not.
I do believe that the turnover in some of the star athletes this year, that, you know, is always hard.
Uncertainty and frustration are taking a toll. You can see in the stands what is now being called the loneliest team in baseball.
Yeah, pretty bad. But, hey, Richard, you already know that.
Yeah, you know, the way he treats the fans, you know, the stadium is a mess. He's raised the prices for season tickets. They're dancing with the mayor where they're basically not cooperating at all to get a deal done. And the thing that's most infuriating is the guy who owns the Warriors now.
Yeah, Laker.
He wanted to buy the A's years ago, and they had a handshake deal with the commissioner, and they had a handshake deal with the past owner. And the commissioner at the time, Sealing, he voided the deal because he sold it to his he wanted to sell it to his fraternity brothers. And that's a huge opportunity that got missed.
Yeah, well, now we know, unfortunately, they'll go to Vegas. Hey, Richard, if you hit rewind on the free Odyssey app, I actually said worse about John Fisher and talked about how disastrous this has been for Oakland. I appreciate you for calling, man. Yeah, it's bad. Let's stay on the West Coast and talk to Jeff. He's calling up from California.
Hey, how you doing, bro?
I'm good. What's up?
Great show, man. Love listening to you. Hey, I want to get off the – I called about something else, but Billy Beane is a part owner of the A's, and so he's the worst owner in sports.
We're gonna include him in his percentage?
Yeah, you have to. He's part of the owner of the A's, and by far – he's been there 22 years. They've never even been to a championship.
Man, they had a decent squad with some real solid.
They had a great squad for about 10 years, do you remember the year, JR, where they wouldn't steal or bunt, and the first baseman didn't even hold anybody on? It's insane, man.
Well, Jeff, I would look at the guy who is the majority owner and owns the whole team versus just looking at the general manager who got a slice of it. He has very much little to do with them actually moving on. He's actually one of the few reasons that they've had success early in the 2000s outside of, you know, winning that championship. Thank you for calling from California. And the championship, which came at this point now more than 30 years ago. James is calling from Baltimore.
So, JR, I have a lot on my mind.
You only got about 20 seconds to share it with us, literally.
Okay. So, look, I'm worrying about what Lamar's going to do with Baltimore and what the Orioles are going to do with their farm, which is incredible. They have so many incredible players. But the first thing I want to say is thank you for accepting me. Yeah, I love listening to you.
Thank you, James.
But, you know, you're on the same page I am. All these professional athletes get paid too much money to sit around and wait for something to happen. But the Orioles have something incredible going on this year, and it's getting overlooked.
Let's see if they can do it with their low payroll. They might be on the up and up. Paul from Rhode Island, quickly.
Thank you, JR. Thank you, Marco.
Not quick enough, Paul. Not quick enough.
Okay,
go ahead.
Okay, we're gonna go quick. Listen, let's go this way. You know, I don't really care about the owners. The Oakland people lost their jobs. A lot of these people lost their jobs. And that goes with the Raiders, that goes with Oakland. If they move to Vegas, so be it. But I'm telling you, that part of the California, they're in hardship. Because if Oakland leaves, imagine how many moms, how many dads, firemen, policemen. That's a shame. That's a shame.
Well, thank you, Paul, for caring about the Oakland people. You're damn right. Care about the Oakland people. It's true. There are a lot of people who have lost jobs and opportunity because of the teams that have already left. Moved to the other side of the bay. It's a hard knock life out here. Shout out to everybody going out there, getting that money, making it work. You've been listening to the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. If you missed a minute, if you missed a second, you can always go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. It's 4 hours of content you could take a listen to. I'm going to be back with you tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. Thank you so much to super producer and host Dave Shepard. Thank you, Shep.
Thank you as always, JR.
And we'll be back with you tomorrow. You can find me online at JR Sport Brief. You can find Shep online, the good Shepard _. We're going to have a lot to talk about in addition to our conversation. Michael B. Jordan, tomorrow night, CBS Sports Radio. Don't move. Amy Lawrence is up next.
Appreciate you, man. I listen to you about every night, and you're good for the soul. Thank you, brother.
Goalie gummies get you so close to your goals, you can actually taste them. The trick? Simply start with bite-sized steps, like Goalie's apple cider vinegar gummies with added B vitamins for daily health, or Goalie ashwagandha gummies to help you relax, restore, and unwind. Mmm, tastes like wellness just got a whole lot better. And when goals taste this good, it's easy to achieve them. Goalie, taste your goals. Learn more at goalie.com today.
Kevin Matt talks with Matt Hardy.
There's nothing like a wrestling fan, you know, for better or for worse. How do you handle that, though? We're talking about people talking about your family, what they don't know about your family or your brother or you. How does one handle that from a day-to-day basis?
Something I joke about with the Young Bucks all the time. I said, if you would vanity search Matt Hardy on Twitter, I said, after you got through 100 replies, you'd want to quit the business and never be seen again. It's just, you just learn to deal with it. You know what I mean?
It's the Kick Rocks Wrestling Podcast with Evan T. Mack. Subscribe now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Attention, please, passengers, fasten your seatbelts. We are about to experience a blizzard of free money.
That's right. Deposit a couple hundred bucks into your BetUS account and get into the action with $450. That's $250 more than you started with. I know. Crazy, right? Sign up today at BetUS.com or call 1-800-79-BETUS. Be like me. Bet for free.